Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Southside Jake joins us now. He was digging a trench in my father's front yard yesterday.
He
and his crew. Jake does a wonderful job. Jake, also a closet Browns fan, and he's got some Steelers-Browns trivia. How we doing, Jake?
What's up, fellas? And, yeah, we took care of your dad, I think, yesterday, last week. I tell him we appreciate it, of course. We always appreciate the business. But I don't know about much of a closet Browns fans, because I'll come out and say it. I think the Browns are going to beat the Steelers.
I think the Browns are going to cover. How about that?
Okay.
4.5?
No. Okay.
No way.
Okay.
No way.
Long flight from London, though.
Who's a
I don't. I mean, they got a running back, boys.
Why are you
Browns
a Browns
got
fan?
A running back.
Why? Who in anybody's right mind would want to be a Browns fan if you didn't live in Cleveland?
So he texted me this yesterday in 2011. He was so done with Tomlin that he wanted to change allegiances, which... That's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. We love you, Jake, but like, why don't you pick the Chiefs?
Yeah, right.
Why don't you pick the Bills? Why don't you pick the Patriots?
It's part of the troll factor also, guys. It's the troll factor. You know, I like the troll, and that's me. So, you know, that's a part of it.
Very good. All right. Hit us with some.
Browns Steelers trivia. Let's get after it. First question here, guys. Let's go. In the 2002 AFC wildcard game, the Steelers came back from a 17-point deficit to beat the Browns, 36-33. Who had the game-winning touchdown? A, Dan Kreider. B, Terrence Mathis. C, Jeremy Tooman. Or D, Chris Fumatamalafala. And I can tell Crowley knows it because he's smirking over there.
Yeah, it's Chris Fumatamalafala, also the first game that Renegade was ever played. At Acrisure Stadium.
Okay. Bonus points? Maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's pretty good. All right. Yeah, you got that one. I'm happy for you.
There we go.
Dennis Northcutt couldn't get out of bounds.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I threw an air ball up there, boys. I figured you were going to know that one. But the next two, I don't know.
Let's see.
You might not. All right. Unless... You did your homework last night, Crowley, because I kind of told you it was going to be Steelers-Browns trivia. What is the Steelers and Browns all-time record, rivalry record against each other? Crowley. A, 78-68-1 Steelers. B, 78-68-1 Browns. D, or C, 82-64-1 Steelers, or D, 79-59-1 Steelers.
50-50?
Yep.
50-50.
50-50, okay. Let's go. C, 82-64-1, D, 79-59-1.
I think we got to go C.
Yep.
The Steelers have won 20 consecutive games at home in the regular season against the Browns. If they don't have it into the 80s, I'd be shocked on that.
C is correct.
Great job.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it. That's some old school trash talk there. You don't hear a lot of that these days.
That's Austin Powers.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's just do the last one for fun. Maybe you won't know this one. Maybe I'll leave with some sort of dignity. I don't know. Jesus. What is the Steelers' longest winning streak against the Browns? Such as... games without a loss to the Browns.
Yes, thank you.
A. Just wanted to make sure. Sometimes I guess I word questions confusing. So, A, 12. B, 10. C7 or D15. And these are games without a loss to the Browns.
Man.
I don't know.
10?
Yeah, sure.
That's Callis. Might as well ask
Callis. What do you think?
Well, I know that the Steelers were undefeated against them for a while when they got into the league. There's two games per season. 10 makes sense.
All right, thank you for just confirming what Doran said. 10.
Okay. The correct answer is A12. Mm. And Callis was on it. I mean, it was 2003 to 2009. They had that streak of 12. So that was a nice call by him, even though he had the wrong answer.
Jake, you're a gentleman and a scholar and a plumber. Thank you for your time, and we will talk to you next Tuesday.
We will see you then. Go Browns.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks, Jake. Go Browns. Like, who? Like,
that'd be like being a New York Yankees fan and then one day being like, you know what? I'm ticked off. I'm going to be a Pirates fan.
Yeah.
To go from Steelers to the Browns?
Well, not even. It'd be like if you wanted to be like a Red Sox fan or a Rays fan because it's in division.
Yeah, that's true too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.